You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agaudet. A new program focusing on STEM curriculum for grades K through 12 is partnering with four Native American tribes, and the idea is to incorporate indigenous knowledge and practices into classroom learning. Now, it's led by a team at the University of Idaho. The project is based on this important premise, which is our relationship with our environment and ecosystem is integral to how we understand the world around us. And by utilizing those principles and techniques employed by Native tribes, the courses will hopefully bridge the gap between typical STEM studies and ancestral tradition, and all with the hope of empowering Native American kids and teens who might be interested in working in an interdisciplinary field. So joining us to talk more about the program is project leader and U of I associate professor in the College of Education, Health and Human Sciences, Dr. Vanessa Anthony Stevens, and Shoshone Bannock Fisheries Research Biologist, Dr. Sammy Matza. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us about the typical STEM curriculum and why you want to add in these sorts of things, maybe revitalize how it works.
So Sammy's a biologist, so I'll let him lead with what his experience in the classroom was with STEM.
Go for it.
Yeah, so traditionally, at least trained as a Western scientist, we're trained to be individuals, and we're trained to find and discover things on our own and then put our name on them and claim some sort of intellectual property of like whatever we discovered, and such as like Einstein is a really good example in his theory of relativity. We don't really think about all the work that went into that it was a collaborative project and that he had lots of experiences with lots of other people. And so what we're talking about is really bringing forth what's really natural to indigenous cultures and people is collaboration. And that's really key in when we're talking about interdisciplinary studies. And so in that sort of respect, in that regard, that's the training that I would like to speak from.
Yeah, and I'll speak as a former K through 12 educator and a current teacher educator, and someone who researches context of schooling largely. We see that a lot of the focus of our science education has been on decontextualizing understanding of the world to study it in isolation of context. And while that offers some aspects to look at highly specific areas of a phenomenon, we see again and again that our young people and our society at large, as we continue to sort of separate our five senses and observational experiential skills from the world where it occurs, right, in a dynamic, ongoing sense, it's very hard for us to understand, how to see the complex relationships between us as humans with the various other life forms and forms in our world around us. And one of the things that we see again and again is, peoples who have survived in environments since time immemorial, so thousands and thousands and thousands of years, have very complex relationships with that environment. And we believe that our indigenous communities have not only innovations, but also like deeply rooted knowledges that can help us to do that work better.
That's fascinating. Okay, so four different indigenous tribes are going to be part of the program. How is this going to work? And who's involved?
Yeah, so the U of I is partnering with the Shoshone Bannock tribes, the Coeur d'Alene tribe, the Nez Perce tribe, and the San Carlos Apache tribe, which is in the state of Arizona. And our curriculum, we think, is really unique because it has some cross-cutting components. So some modules that all teachers across sites will participate in, such as understanding the history of tribal sovereignty, for example, or understanding social ecological systems theory, right, as an example. But every teacher in each site will also have an equal part components that are designed and driven by the tribe themselves. So in the case, and Sammy can speak to this, in the case of the Shoshone Bannock site, teachers who enroll and participate in that site will have modules that are offered to them that are place-based, locally specific, and rooted in the cultural practice of the Shoshone Bannock peoples, which will be different and distinct from, let's say, the San Carlos Apache people.
Sammy, can you talk about some of that?
You could imagine you, the host, and audience members that as you're leaving the school year in May or June, whenever school ends and your public education, you would go into the summer. But if you stepped into a Shoshone Bannock world and you try to make sense about what you just learned in the school system and then what you're learning in our culture, you'd find a really disruptive sort of learning environment between those two, a very juxtaposed time, and where you would want to be trying to learn from our perspective. And what we would be teaching is just our connections to land. And in those connections to land, there is a science, there's an ecology to that. And as myself as an ecologist, starting to see that world and starting to connect who I am through my culture and who I am through my profession, is something that we'd want to show our young people, and how to see themselves in our science, and how to see themselves in our resource management, and what that looks like in the 21st century. And so in that experience of them is trying to lessen this disruption that happens from public education and into the cultural education, and trying to make it more continuous, and rather there's less of a barrier between the two, and start to see themselves in that. So we're wanting to engage with teachers and bring them into some of our experiences and our cultural experiences about how we see the world, and how that plays into a world of interdisciplinary activities that can be part science, but also part art, part education, part literature, and start to bring those together for the teachers to understand, like, what our young people are seeing in the world, what I see in the world, and how I use those tools of understanding to help me succeed in my interdisciplinary program as a PhD student. Now having that PhD, looking back, realizing that a lot of that fits into the world of the discussion that we're having today, and the conflicts between energy, water, and systems of food. And so those are really steps we want to take in this process of teaching these cultural events, connecting to land, our ceremonies, our way of life, and how that connects to this place that we call Idaho, which is really primarily occupied by the within the Shoshone Bannock homelands. And so those connections can be really something we look forward to in starting to build out some of the details of what this kind of curriculum can look like.
I think I'm hearing from both of you the idea of systems and a wider look at the world, as opposed to maybe the more westernized, as you said, Dr. Anthony Stevens, about, you know, little bits and pieces, where STEM science tends to look at those little tiny pieces and not how things are interconnected.
Right. Yeah. And we all can recognize that we're dealing with some complex environmental changes. We're dealing with complex social, cultural, and economic changes. And, you know, what we're really thinking about with teachers is, how do we invite teachers as leaders in classroom context with our young citizens, right, with our young family members, to think about complexity and how we conceptualize the world around us, and particularly to do that with as many resources as possible. So one thing I say to people all the time is, I say, I can walk into any classroom in the state of Idaho, and I typically don't hear anyone talk about the ways in which our five tribes are leading land restoration and, you know, wildlife revitalization efforts. And that is a fact, and the ways in which that our tribes are contributing significantly to our state economy. So, you know, beginning with small things like, why don't we take a more detailed look at the world around us, and also to think about how we might take a more interconnected look to our place within the world around us. And that to us is fundamentally about, right, STEM, all the acronyms there, science, technology, you know, engineering, mathematics. Of course, we can add biology. And of course, we want to add the humanities and the arts and the social sciences. But I think the theme is around complexity, right? We believe that we have some complex challenges in front of us. And we have many tools that are equally complex that we can bring to bear, right, in the ways that we socialize our young people and our and engage in our society to address those issues more holistically.
This sounds like a fascinating program. So how will the University of Idaho spread this curriculum? I guess, around Idaho and possibly around the country. What's next for the program?
Great question. So when Sammy and I were in the waiting room, we were just chatting about a meeting we have in a month where all of our partners are going to come together. And we're going to spend about the next 6 months planning our curriculum and our recruitment effort. Each of the tribes will be recruiting in their local region. So beginning with schools that are on their nation and serve students around their nation, but also expanding to include anyone in their ancestral homelands. And we'll be putting out recruitment materials. We'll be looking for about 8 teachers in each site to be accepted to the program. They'll be fully funded and given a stipend to enter into this multi-year professional development. And we will do 3 cycles of recruitment. So if you're in the region of any of our partner tribes, you should have your eyes and ears open. You should see some promotional material. And you also can contact any of us on the team. So myself at the U of I and the College of Ed, or Dr. Matzah with the Shoshone-Bannock tribes. But there'll be a lot more information coming in the next 6 months as we co-design this process together.
It's wonderful. We've been speaking with U of I Associate Professor Dr. Vanessa Anthony Stevens and Shoshone-Bannock Fisheries Research Biologist Dr. Sammy Matzah. It's a new program working to incorporate Indigenous knowledge into STEM curriculum for students in grades K through 12. I want to thank you so much for giving us a little insight into the program.
Thanks so much for inviting us.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.